from North State Public Radio. I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Friday, October 24th. A bipartisan bill in the U.S. Senate could reverse Glenn Medical Center's closure. Glenn County's only hospital and emergency room closed at the end of September after losing its critical access designation. That title gave them funding to keep their doors open. California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff and Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith introduced the bill this week. Schiff says the closure is, quote, devastating and potentially deadly. Glenn Medical Center's closure forced thousands of residents to travel at least 35 miles away for care. In other news, many North State residents have already mailed or dropped off their ballot for California's upcoming election on Prop 50. For those still planning to vote, I spoke with Butte County Clerk Recorder Keaton Denley about what to know ahead of November 4th. I want to talk about important dates. So what days do local voters kind of really need to like have on their radar or their calendar when it comes to this upcoming election?
First and foremost, November 4th is the date of the election. So if you are looking to get your ballots back into us, that's the deadline to do so. 8 p.m. is when the polls close. That's also going to be the time that the ballot drop boxes close. I'll remind voters that there's been some changes to the USPS regarding postmarks. So if you're going to wait till that last day, make sure you don't mail it. You need to drop it off in an official ballot drop box or at one of the voter assistance centers.
Speaking of the voter assistance centers, I've never heard of this before. So what exactly is a voter assistance center and how is it different from, I don't know, just like a polling place?
Right. That's a great question. So in 2019, Butte County adopted the Voters' Choice Act in California, which is a way of modernizing the way that elections are being done. In the past, a polling place was a location. You showed up. If your name was on the piece of paper, you got to vote. That was sort of how it worked. A voter assistance center is much more like a satellite office for our building. So that way you can register to vote, change your address, get a replacement ballot, language assistance, all of that stuff's available at the voter assistance center. So they're much more to assist the voters than just a place to show up and vote. They begin opening on the 25th. So we have our office and the Masonic Lodge in Chico will be opening this Saturday, and they're going to be open every day from the 25th all the way through November 4th. And then we have three other voter assistance centers coming online the following Saturday. So those ones will be open the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of the election.
And those are just around the county?
That's right. Yeah. So there's Oroville, Chico, Paradise, and Gridley locations.
Registered voters will have gotten a ballot in the mail. I'm curious, are there any like specific notes that people or details that people should consider when they're filling out their ballot, you know, as small as like, oh, use this color ink or something. You know what I mean?
Sure. Black or blue ink is what they're going to want to use. Relatively simple ballot this time around for Butte County voters. There's just one question on there. It's Prop 50. Yes or no. Make sure you fill in that oval completely in blue or black ink and then send it back to us.
You did say consider that there's maybe that delay in the USPS now.
Part of the Voters' Choice Act that I mentioned before is that you have three ways to choose how you return your ballot. You can do so in person, by mail, or in a secure ballot drop box. We have 9 of our secure ballot drop boxes throughout the county, along with those 5 voter assistance centers I mentioned. And then you can more than welcome to use the mail. And whichever way you choose to return those, you can track your ballot. If you go to our website, which is buttevotes.net, you can type in where's my ballot into the search bar, and it'll let you know if your ballot's been received back by us.
And so another question I have is about same-day voter registration. So for folks who may have missed the deadline this week to register online, what sort of process do they have to go through to do same-day registration and voting?
Sure. Well, you'll need to appear at one of our voter assistance centers, and you'll need to be prepared to vote at the time that you're there. So they're not going to give you a vote-by-mail ballot you can take with you. You'll have to register and vote there, and that's a conditional voting process. So your vote will be counted conditional on us verifying your eligibility.
Yeah, I wasn't entirely sure if it was like, you know, you could register, get the ballot, go home, do it at a different time. You're saying you really do need to like actually just do it then while you're you register, you vote.
That's right, because that ballot that you're returning to us is sort of being attached to your voter registration. So that way, and it's going to be in a sealed envelope, so it's still private, but it's going to be attached so that it can go through the process. You'll be registered to vote, and then that ballot will be counted once we've done that.
Okay, and you can do that all the way up like through Election Day,
right? All the way up until Election Day, yeah, and at any of those voter assistance centers starting on the 25th.
That was Butte County Clerk Recorder Keaton Denley. Find details about voting and Prop 50 at mynspr.org. Additionally, Chico Public Works Director Eric Gustafson has been chosen as the city's next assistant city manager. Chico City Manager Mark Sorensen says his office received 118 applications for the role, which was left vacant when the former assistant city manager left earlier this year. Gustafson will start his new position on November 2nd. Sorensen says he hopes to begin recruiting for the next public works director in the coming week. Also, a bipartisan bill aimed at improving forest management on federal lands and reducing wildfire risk is headed to the U.S. Senate floor for a vote. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
At the heart of the Fix Our Forest Act is a proposed National Wildfire Intelligence Center. It's based on a California program and would bring together experts from government, universities, and the private sector to share data and coordinate wildfire response and prevention efforts. Supporters of the Fix Our Forest Act say it would accelerate efforts to protect communities from wildfires, promote watershed restoration, and strengthen cooperation between federal, state, and tribal agencies. California Senator Alex Padilla is one of the bill's supporters. He's introduced several measures since the devastating Los Angeles fires to better protect cities where neighborhoods meet wildlands. Governor Gavin Newsom supports the legislation, as do Republican and Democratic senators from several western states. Environmental groups, CAL FIRE, and the insurance industry are supporters. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Additionally, while Shasta County drivers are keeping an eye on the road, cameras along the roads may soon be keeping an eye on them. A proposal under consideration would place automated surveillance cameras with license plate readers along roads. These would give law enforcement a new tool for investigating crimes where knowing the travel route of vehicles could provide clues. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office has scheduled a community meeting to explain the proposal. It's scheduled for October 27th at the Shasta Lake City Council Chambers. And the rate of California children living in poverty has nearly tripled, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. As the California Report's Julie Small explains, the foundation looked at data from 2021 to 2024.
In that time, the Golden State's child poverty rate grew from 7.5% to 18.6%, making it the fourth highest in the nation. That's pushed nearly a million more children into poverty, and advocates warn things could get worse this year with the elimination of the child tax credit.
That was the California Report's Julie Small. And those were your headlines for Friday, October 24th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brandcart.